Kilayim Per Gimel Mishnah Zion 3:7. This mission discusses the special status of the Dala'as, the gourd, and actually the Bartanura speaks out at the very end of his commentary on the Mishnah that we're speaking specifically of the Dala'as Yevanis, the Greek gourd, which we've seen a number of times in the Masechta is the least well-behaved of all vegetables, meaning it grows wildly, and therefore since it grows far and wide and gets entangled, it's the most prone to look like it's kilayim, mixed species that they're, planted in a mixture. And therefore the Mishnah says, Dala'as b'yerek, if you have even a single dala'as planted besides vegetables. So we had seen before that the rule was vegetables besides vegetables at the end of the second perek require just 6 tfachim, spacing. And here too, k'yerek, the halacha is like a yerek, meaning the dala'as yevanis, Greek gourd is like any other vegetable, and just 6 tfachim is required between the Greek gourd and the vegetable. Ubatvua, however, if you have a gourd planted beside grain, nos not base rova. The halacha is that you need to leave a full base rova. That's a rova, roughly 10 amos by 10 amos spacing. And as you saw before also, meaning we're strict. Normally the rule was we would be lenient and allow that if the vegetables are planted besides the grain, 6 tefachim would be sufficient. But here we're requiring a whole base rova.